Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this 10th day of October, the day after, so to speak, and the morning has begun, as there's always a finality to the day that you come on the air after the season ends, after the October dream kind of just drifts away, as it did last night at the stadium, as it, you know, kind of settled into the glove of the left fielder about a foot and a half short of the wall after a, you know, lengthy at bat. It was a tough loss. It was a good season. It was an interesting season. It was an incomplete season, and this was an incomplete team. You know, it's funny, the teams, I was thinking this as I was watching the Red Sox celebrate just a few feet away from me, because I was sitting really close to the Red Sox dugout. Actually, I could see into the Red Sox dugout. I was sitting with Mike Levine from CAA and a couple of folks, his father and a couple of other people, and watching the machinations of the ninth inning unfold. And, you know, after the eighth inning, the Red Sox were getting ready to celebrate. And then the ninth inning kind of took on an eerie feel for them, because they'd used Sale, and Sale was up there too. He was up peering over the rail. And they were kind of flying without a net as Kimbrel got into trouble. And it was kind of ironic also that it ended on a review. So everyone's standing around waiting for the umpire to give the signal on a review to celebrate. A review that we kind of knew, unless he missed the bag, unless the first baseman had come off the bag, we knew the throw had beaten him. So the inning was over, an inning that for a second there, I actually thought they were going to tie the game up. I don't know if they were going to pull it out, but I actually thought they were going to tie the game up. I really did. We know how and where it unfolded, and I'm sure we'll go through that at different times. But my thought was, as I was watching them, that, A, they were the better team, and, you know, kudos to them. But I thought going into the series, and I thought all year, that the Yankees were a winning team that was incomplete. And I actually even thought the Red Sox with 108 wins were an incomplete team. I never thought they were dynamic. I think Houston, as an example, is far more complete than the Red Sox are. And I thought the Yankees could take advantage of the Red Sox bullpen. And if Sale was off his game, that would be enough for them to get by the series. Sale really wasn't off his game. He did his job. He came in and did his job again last night. That was a nice move to put him in. I think Cora had a good series. And you could tell there was a time there where Cora was flying without a net in the ninth inning, because he had nobody warming up and he had nowhere to go, and he had already pitched Sale in the eighth inning. So it was kind of a tricky situation. And you knew Stanton was going to play into the middle of this. You just knew it. And his at-bat was as abysmally bad as most of his at-bats have been in big spots. So you got that. And that kind of set up the tone. And I know before this show starts today where the fans are going. I mean, I know who they're going to. And I know exactly where they're going. So it's not even, you know, you don't need a map to get there, okay? They're going to Stanton, and they're going to Boone. That's where they're going. Should Boone have pulled CC? He should have. I think he deferred to CC last night. I don't think he wanted to take him off the mound. And I think he wanted to let him finish that inning. But he should have got him. Now, CC, from the start, A, he was not happy. I could tell, because I told you it was going to be interesting to watch the byplay. He was not happy, and he had much more problems with Angel Hernandez than Porcello did. Matter of fact, Porcello didn't have a lot of trouble with Angel Hernandez. The only guy on the Red Sox who did was Benintendi, who one inning was so upset. And Cora started out, and he turned around and he went to Angel. Ah, forget it. And he walked back in like, I don't even want to start with you. He can't say anything to him anyway. It was a ball and strike. But instead of getting up there, he just pulled his player out of there and just waved and said, ah, you know, looked at him like, ah, forget it. And he walked away in disgust. But, and I never saw that pitch on TV to see if it was a good pitch or a bad pitch. Benintendi was very upset about the call. But CeCe was very unhappy from the beginning. I mean, he must have on 6 or 8 occasions, you know, given one of those faces to Hernandez. But CeCe struggled from the outset. I mean, from the first inning on, he struggled. He, you know, it was going to be, you know, there were long fly balls. And there were some long flies from the Yankees, too, but there were long fly balls. And, you know, he wasn't fooling anybody. And when he gave up the run, and right before Kinsler's at bat, I thought he should come get him. Robinson was up. I thought he should come get him. He didn't. Now, I didn't get a great look at Gaudy on that line drive. For some angle, something was in my way, so I could not see him exactly right. So I needed to see that last night, and I thought he should have caught the ball, to be honest with you. I mean, Gaudy catches balls a lot harder on that one. I mean, it's hit hard, but I thought he could have caught it. And then Nooney hits the ball down the line. Didn't rip it, but hits it in a spot where it's a base hit off the bat. And now instead of 1-0, it's 3-0. But I'll tell you, the thing that didn't get a lot of play that I thought was a huge run was Britton giving up the home run to Vasquez. The number 9 hitter dunks a home run into the right field seats. And I tell you, I thought that was and I even said at the time, the people I was sitting with, I said, that run is going to come back to kill him. I mean, that 9 hitter comes in and hits Britton for a home run. Britton never was that good here, let's be honest. And, you know, his future, let's see what happens. But the point is, that was a big run. That was a really big run. You know, and they did the little things the whole series. They made the play in the field they had to make. They made the pitch they had to make. They got the base hit they had to get. And the Yankees didn't. The Yankees didn't make the play in the field they had to make. They didn't make the pitch they had to make. They didn't hit the ball they had to make. They didn't extend the inning they had to make. And, you know, that was it. So it was the little things. It wasn't the big things. We know the Yankees were way too built, to my liking, way too right-handed and way too power-laden, which is why I didn't want Stanton from last spring on. It had nothing to do with him personally. It was just that he didn't fit into the team, and he still doesn't. This team doesn't fit him. It's not that it's about him. It's about they don't need any more feast or famine players. They have too many. And that's why they've become – that's why they have a bat where they're selling that they hit how many home runs, which is worthless. Doesn't mean anything to them. You know, it doesn't matter how many home runs you hit. You know, you don't have to break records. You have to get big hits and big at-bats. You got to get big timely hits, and that's what it's about. And, of course, it's about getting the right people out at the right time. So, I mean, the Yankee starting pitching in the series was not good. The Red Sox were better. Sale was better. Eovaldi was better. Porcello was better. That's why they won. Case closed. And the Yankees, except for one game, really didn't take advantage of their bullpen. And that was better. They were better. They made the plays. They made the pitches. They won the game. And that's it. There's a lot of issues to get into about the Yankees. It looks like we'll have Boone Friday for our, you know, postseason analysis. He needs a day or two to just kind of, you know, get his bearings. So it looks like that will be Friday. But we got a lot to get to today, and I know it's going to be about Boone. Did Cora have a better series? Yes, he won. He had a better series. More of his, and you know, it's funny, Boone had a great game against the A's. Everything worked. He didn't have a great series against the Red Sox, which is what usually is the case when you lose. The guys you bring in don't work. You don't make the right move. The guy you leave in doesn't do the job. The guy you put up doesn't do the job. And that's what happens. That's how you win the games. So usually the guy, the manager who's from the winning team had the better time because the moves he made worked. So they have some constants. You know, they didn't get a lot of... Torres had a couple of hits in the series, but I thought he would be better. Andujar did not have a big series, and his defense hurt him. Voit did not have a big series, and his defense hurt him. You know, Didi, You knew he'd come up clutch again in the ninth inning last night, but I think he played hurt. But, he did come through. Judge had a very good series. Stanton had a nightmare. I mean, I know he had a couple of hits, but he had a nightmare. Severino had a bad series. Happ, of course, had a disappointing, moment. Didn't do his job. And that's why they lost. They lost because they got outpitched, and they got out hit, and they got out moment, and the other team made more plays and had more ways to score runs, which is what the Yankees have to get back to. What the Yankees have to do is they have to get a little more pitching, which we know. They don't have to get more bullpen. They have to get a little more starting pitching. Now, whether their young kids are going to be good pitchers or not, we're going to wait and see. And if not, they're going to also have to go get some. And they have to balance the lineup off. I want them to balance it off in terms of lefty-righty and in terms of contact. That's all. That's really what it's about. And then they could take a swing at this thing again. Will the Red Sox win it? They're going to have to play really well to beat Houston. I think Houston might be a better team. I'd say right now, healthy Houston probably is a better team. Because you can count on their pitchers more. I don't know if Cole's going to go out there and spin another game like that, but the bottom line is they got Verlander, and they got a lot of guys who are proven winners over there in that lineup, and you know what? They're a good team. Probably the best team. So the Yankees, listen, they won the wild card game. They won 100 games. The season was good. It wasn't great. And to me, they were incomplete. But so was even the Red Sox at 108, but they were a little more complete than the Yankees. When we come back, your calls.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.